Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 36 on conventions. You could find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on Instagram at Dull Oxide. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about some conventions that are out and about and kind of a little bit of griping slash ranting about how I'm a little upset that we in Las Vegas don't actually have any of like the biggest, best video game, anime, and just all around like cool tech conferences or conventions anymore. So let's go ahead and I'll name a few. So Anime Expo obviously is pretty much the biggest anime convention that's in North America. It has a ton of attendees. It continuously is getting bigger and bigger to the point that some years they've had to close down some of the halls because of the way that the amount of traffic floods through it. So that's kind of a really big convention, and like the closest that we have here in Las Vegas is a tiny little convention that's called SabaCon, and it's not even like a tenth of the size of Anime Expo. That being said, Anime Expo is the biggest anime convention in North America, so obviously it's going to be tremendous. The attendance for last year was around 100,000 unique visitors, so that's going to be really hard to beat. A couple of times they've had to close down the convention hall because of the attendance. There was just too many people in attendance, so they've had to close off certain sections of it, and it's become really a really big mess. Now, another convention that a lot of people know about is Fanime. Fanime is a convention that's about anime that's by fans for fans, and from what I understand, it's supposed to be a really cool convention. I haven't been able to go to Fanime, but I have heard that it's a really great place for artists to go because they do have like a really great art community. So I'm kind of interested in going. However, this last year I missed out on the tables because they closed them out just a little bit before we can get in for artists, for Fairly Artful to be able to get in, Taco Roach to be able to get in. So I wouldn't be able to attend that. And I also probably wouldn't be able to attend that without actually flying out there, which is kind of a bummer for bringing stuff out if you're going to have an artist table. It is something that I am considering going to. And again, we don't really have anything like this in Las Vegas. And all these conventions that I'm going to name off, I've got to say that I'm a little bit disappointed because Las Vegas being the biggest convention city in the entire world, we don't have conventions that are anywhere near like just the level that we have here. We've had tons of failed conventions that have come through here that were for anime and things like that, but unfortunately we just don't have any great ones. So it'd be really cool to see something that was similar to like Fanime, or I mean obviously we're not going to get like AX here, but we might be able to get something that's similar to like SakuraCon, you know, a smaller type convention that still has like a great community around it. You know, that'd be really cool. Obviously, it'd be really cool to get some of the gaming conventions here. I know that we're not necessarily going to be able to get all of the gaming conventions here or even any of the good ones, but there are so many good conventions that are out there. Like, I hear so many really good things about Dragon Con, but again, I hear it's somewhat expensive, and basically the entirety of Dragon Con is just getting drunk is basically what I've been hearing, but it's supposed to be a fantastic convention, and it'd be really cool to have something like that in the biggest convention town in the entire world. So besides those, just to name a couple more, and we'll go real fast with them, you have BlizzCon, PAX, TwitchCon, Comic-Con San Diego, and E3. Okay, now we do have quite a few smaller comic book conventions that happen in town, but we don't have anything close to PAX, and obviously PAX isn't like super far from us, but it's also just kind of a bummer that we don't have anything like it that actually comes in into town. And BlizzCon, of course, they're going to probably only ever do in like California or another big state where they're going to have a lot of Blizzard fans, just because it's BlizzCon. You know, if they're not going to do it in California, where are they going to do it? E3 and TwitchCon are kind of inside of the same boat. You know, like, I don't see any reason why they couldn't bring those to Las Vegas. We used to have a really great convention here called Comdex that hasn't been around for a while because I believe that they just stopped doing them altogether. But realistically, it's just kind of like a really big bummer because you have all of these really, really fantastic conventions. I mean, you have PAX East and PAX West. Obviously, we're not like really as centralized as you might want to be to have like a PAX Central or something like that. But being that we are the number one, I will say this many times, and I know people are going to get tired of it. We are the number one convention city in the world. There's no reason not to consider doing a convention out here. You know, you have the San Diego Comic-Con, then you have the Phoenix Comic-Con, then you also have the New York Comic-Con. Like, what the hell possessed them to do Phoenix instead of Las Vegas? I mean, obviously Phoenix is a little bit further east, but at the same time, it's like, who wants to go to a convention in Phoenix besides people that live in Phoenix? Sorry to people that live in Phoenix. But, that being said, there's just so many different conventions all over the place that have, like, all this good stuff, but it seems like most of them are on, like, the outer ring of the United States. You know, all the really interesting, cool stuff is all on the outer ring. And that might have something to do with because, you know, like, people don't want to come to a place like Vegas because they feel like they might not have, Vegas is Vegas. You know, you have drinking and gambling. And let's be honest, when you think of Vegas, you think of strippers, you think of go-go dancers and things like this and the crazy club life. Most people that think about Vegas think that everyone lives inside of hotels or casinos. But I mean, the reality of it is that we have so many different convention venues that are here. If we can get a medium to large size convention that could just come out here and give it a try, there's so many people that come out here all the time from California. It's not a very far drive. It's more centralized than California would be for most people. We'd be getting people that come in from Arizona, from Texas, maybe even from Utah. You know, just there's a lot of people that aren't willing to go all the way to California to go to a convention, but might be willing to make the drive out to Vegas. Because in addition to coming out here for whatever convention or conference that you might be coming out here for, in addition, you have all the other things that Vegas has to offer. We have a couple of state parks. We have, you know, the gambling if you're of age, drinking if you're of age, the different clubs that we have out here. The club scene is pretty ridiculous. You could pretty much find any type of food that you could ever want to ever eat here. And I know that, like, if we're comparing it to, like, New York, it's pretty much close or on par. There's so many different types of food that you can get here at almost any hour of the day that it's pretty freaking amazing. And there's just kind of like no reason to not have conventions here. You know, like tons of other places have conventions here. It just seems like we get really fucking boring conventions. Whereas all the entertaining and awesome stuff, like the stuff I'm pointing at if you're just listening, which is all the conventions that I've listed off so far, they all happen elsewhere. So I don't understand, like, is there really like a problem with having these kind of conventions in town? And from what I understand from the smaller conventions that have failed here, most of them aren't able to do conventions inside of some of the bigger venues because they just don't have enough attendance, and the cost to do it inside of a larger venue is really going to hit us hard. Now, part of the reason might be that there might not be a whole lot of convention or conference centers that want to have a bunch of people dressed up in cosplay showing up and thinking, like, everyone else that sees it says, like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. Maybe it's not the best idea. One thing I will say is that we do actually have a really cool convention that does happen in town that's somewhat underrated that I haven't ever been to but have considered going to that happens semi-frequently. I believe it happens yearly, but I'm not 100%, and that is the Star Trek convention. I believe Las Vegas does have the biggest Star Trek convention in the United States, but I could be wrong on that. So if you're along with me and you feel like whatever city you live in just kind of has like a shit ton of crappy conventions, you know, please let me know about it. Maybe I'm griping about something that I really don't know the pain of. Maybe you know better than I do. Please let me know if we were able to get any kind of like Vegas branch convention of any of these bigger conventions that I have listed here that I got the icons for on the left-hand side. You know, let me know if you'd be interested in coming if you live in another state, or if you have any suggestions for how to get a convention out here. Please, I'd be more than happy to do some research and try to get these guys out here, but unfortunately I'm one man, you know? So if you have any suggestions on some conventions, or maybe if I'm missing a convention out here that I just don't know about, let me know. Please do like, comment, and subscribe, and thanks again for watching. Again, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.